So what would you like to have people see or take away from this? What are you trying to do with this production?
You know, I want every production that I direct to be the best show that anybody has ever seen. I mean, that's my goal. And I frequently kind of talk about this concept in terms of sports. So, for example, if you're on a team, a basketball team, let's say, and you say, my goal is to win the game, you might win or you might lose. But if you come into the game that night and you say, I want this to be the highest scoring game for our team in the history of the sport of basketball, you're going to play that game very differently than if your goal is just to win. Similarly, I want the experience for the audience members to be absolutely cathartic. I want them to leave the theater absolutely transformed and swept away by this experience. And that's really the goal that I seek to attain in all of my productions. And so that's always the goal, for somebody to say that's the best show of anything, not just of Traviata, but of anything that I've ever seen in my life. And sometimes you're going to make that goal, and sometimes, you know, you may fall a little short of it. But if that's the ideology that's guiding you in the process, then you're going to come closer to achieving that perfection than you would if it's simply to put on a good show. I think that I've worked with at least one of the singers before. I've worked with Jason Sladen, who's playing Alfredo at the Gotham Chamber Opera in New York City, and he is a tenor of remarkable and profound talent and ability. He's really, really special. Matthew Lau is playing Dr. Granville, and Matthew and I did a production in North Carolina a few years ago, and obviously I've worked with Daniel the Maestro once before on Barber, and he's just an outstanding conductor and colleague, and they run a tight ship at Cedar Rapids. They're really well organized, and that makes everybody's life better and easier. I really admire the work that they do there.